mind, she might be glad today, or if something happened to her, she, you know, maybe
if they were always that way, you know, they mm-hmm. all it just.
Well, they were, that's what they used on that. It says she's always happy. I never saw her. Many times they tell me that you're always happy. You always smile. Nothing goes wrong with you. I say yes. I keep that in behind my door at my house, but not with the people. Many times I don't feel like I want to laugh or something like that. But there's no use to be going around and get mad or things like that if something doesn't go right in your arm.
Yeah.
That's the way it is. That's right. I'm always in a good mood. Or when I'm looking through them sick, it's in my face.
A boy, you was always knocking over things.
It's a rough. He's a rough. Tomboy. You call him Tomboy. And a rough
boy, he was always. Okay, a boy who was always. He didn't mean to do things, but he was armed and legs and always tripping.
Mm-hmm.
They say, don't be so.
Don't be so dumb. That's how we call it. That's how we say, don't be so dumb. Watch where you're going.
He's scared.
And then you might say, well, he didn't mean to do it, but that's how he is. He's
scared. Or you might say, it
was an accident. He didn't mean to do it, but it happened that he tripped or something like that. And,
or you say, it wasn't an accident. He didn't do it on purpose.
He just had an accident and he just didn't.
A gangling fellow, you know.
Clumsy. You call him clumsy. That's how you call him. Clumsy.
Now, a person who kept doing things that didn't make any sense. You say, he's just plain old.
Well, you got too much to do for that, huh? Well, you do something that you're not supposed to be doing. You say, well, I mean, that's what we would say, huh? Clumsy can be. Look what he's doing. So if you're a fool somebody, or he's a fool, something like that.
Now, a man who wouldn't spend any of his money.
Oh, that's a stingy. We got another word for it, but I'd rather not say it. But the stingy one, they're like that.
Stingy, or what about a person who could get money out of other people?
Now, those, because you got two certain kind of. You know, word is that now we call that mooch. You know, mooching somebody else. Just like when somebody's drinking, they always come and see that they're drinking. He don't have no money, but I know someone that go there, sit down there, and they'll mooch on you. And that makes him not like that.
A person he wouldn't give away any money was mighty
tight. Mighty tight, whatever you call him. Mm-hmm.
When you said a girl was very common, what would that mean?
Very common? Yeah, we call that trapping the very common. That's what we call it.
Now, talking about you, people would say she still gets around, gets all her housework done, and things like that. Miss Chickazola is a mighty.
Mighty active for her age. Doing her own work now, which I am.
What about a young person who's had a lot of things going, like Tijo, all the time? You say he's a real
working boy, because he works all the time, and for a young boy like that, you don't see that too, you don't see too many like that either.
You don't see that too often. Now, if your children were out a little later than usual, you'd say, well, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little
upset about it, and I will give you one chance, but I will give you the second chance.
Well, you say you wouldn't feel easy about it. You say I felt uncomfortable
because you know, if I give you a time to come, and then you don't come at that time, so that worries you, and you're not comfortable then. Because you don't know where they are, even if you don't know what's wrong anyhow.